Hi, is this Comedy 273, Parkland College?
Yes, you're the break room, but we don't start for another half an hour.
This is Radio Comedy, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Your name is, sir?
My name is Steve. I'm a townie. I just was interested in what this radio comedy class, and I heard it was supposed to have some kind of local radio celebrities teaching it on and off, or...
Yes, I'm the, department of the town, head of the... What's your name?
Steve.
Hi, Steve. I'm the, head of the comedy department. But if you'd like to go take a seat, I think I'll, your professor should be here pretty soon.
Okay. So your fly's open.
Well, that's funny. You're a funny guy. You're funny in so many different ways.
Thanks.
You ever kissed a man? We'll have to leave this for later. Why don't you stop by my office hours every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 7.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hello. Is there anybody here?
Hi. I'm here for Comedy 273, Radio Comedy.
Steve, you have a good day. Here's my number.
If you could never touch my shoulder again, I would.
Here's my number in case you need anything. You know,
this is written on a diaper.
Well.
All right, if this subhuman life form could just clear out. Hi, my name's Randy Sanders, DJ Randy Sanders, head of the Morning Zoo. I am the Morning Zoo Keeper. And welcome to the Zoo of Comedy at Night at Parkland. Comedy 273. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
According to my watch, you're about 20 minutes early, which means you're the early bird, which means you get the worm. Oh, pew! Come on in.
Hi. My name's Christopher, and I host my own radio show. And I need to be funnier, so I thought I could come by and learn from the master. Are you the Zen master of radio comedy?
DJ Randy Sanders.
Oh my. I've heard about you and your crazy morning zoo. I worship the morning zoo.
I'm the Zen master, now in Zen.
He's funny, ain't he, buddy? Oh. Oh, you're a funny man.
How do you spell that? Zen master.
That's with a
Zen.
Z.
Okay.
All right. M-A-Z-T-E-R.
I feel like I'm making progress already.
You know, kid, you're making the first mistake right there. You're wasting your time with the written word. Nobody reads anymore. Everybody gets their news through the airwaves.
Oh, really?
Yes. Don't write.
All right. There. From now on, I'm all talk. Talk hard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry.
In the radio business, we communicate through a complex series of grunts, clicks, and bright lights. That's something you're going to have to remember.
Grunts, clicks, and bright lights. Okay. I guess that makes a little sense.
Now, see, we've got things boiled down to a few basic functions. A lot of people will tell you that that appearance isn't important in radio. That's a Lord of Horse Hockey. And not the kind of hockey you're going to find at the Illinois games, where you can join us at you get the idea. You know,
that was
we
a
might have an event.
Segue to a PSA.
Well,
exactly.
Segway. I love segways. I got a foot-long BMT from Segway earlier today. It was great.
And balloons for the kids.
What?
Look at DJ Sanders go. He's on fire.
Is that... Can I have a little bite of your Segway? Because I'm real hungry and I'm fat.
Balloons for the kids. Those are the most important words of radio. Don't forget it. People bring the kids out because the kids love balloons. The mommies, the daddies, they're just slave to their damn kids. You know, you give the kid a balloon, they love it. The kids are happy, the parents are happy. Parents are fooling themselves that they're happy, but hey. Hey.
Well, DJ Randy Sanders, I think that I've learned a lot of the key elements of what makes radio comedy... of your brand so delectable to the masses, but I just don't feel like I'm funny enough. How can I... Well, you see, I'm thinking about petitioning a show to that local station, WEFT, and I was wondering how I could just add a little zing to my to my routine to kind of liven it up, and I really want people to listen.
Okay, well, see, let me tell you one thing right off the bat. Those WEFT people are a bunch of losers. They have no ad budget whatsoever. You ever been in their studio? It looks like somebody's basement. It's no good. Right, you know, in the morning zoo, we got plush. We got coffee right outside. The morning zoo is crazy, but it's also comfortable.
Do you have donuts out there? Because I'm fat, and I'd like to eat some donuts, because yes. I'm fat and funny. I'm funny and fat. That's my thing. I'm on the radio, and I'm fat. See, isn't that cool? I'm fat, and I'm on the radio, and...
Okay, see, now you're going to have to learn to shut the hell up. I'm the head of the morning zoo, and as such, you are subordinate to me. We're doing our own morning zoo show right here in this classroom. Hands-on experience.
Right, but I wanted to be the wacky kind of crazy guy, like the producer guy that comes in and says, hey, I'm fat. I'm fat and I'm funny.
Okay.
I'm fat and I'm funny and I want some donuts.
Now you can do
fatty.
That. You can do that, but only when the producer light comes on.
DJ Sanders?
Yes.
I was wondering, in the whole kind of realm of the morning zoo, can I be the masturbating panda bear?
Yes, you absolutely can.
Ah!
What you've got to do is you've got to look in the mirror, and you've got to identify from this list of 5 radio comedy archetypes which one you fit. Are you the female newscaster who has hints of sexual innuendo floating about her? Are you the gruff yet lovable traffic guy?
No, I don't know.
Are you the zookeeper? Obviously not. I am. Are you the sports guy who's just one of the guys? Or are you the producer who is kind of creepy and nobody wants to hear from him, but they throw him in there once in a while?
Hey, my light went out. I'm fat.
All right, that's what you are. Nobody wants to hear from you for a while.
I don't see masturbating panda bear anywhere.
Masturbating panda bear could fit in very, very comfortably with, say, the sports guy. Or the traffic guy, I see it right now. Here's your routes to work with the masturbating panda.
How about I combine two and I can be the sports / traffic guy that only reports on gridlock?
Well, see, that's...
football.
That's the kind of thing that a broke-ass station like WEFT would do, where they can't actually afford to hire a separate guy to do the sports.
Gosh.
Now, see, the sports guy, he's got to be one of the guys. One of the guys. You know, you can picture him and the zookeeper going out for a drink and talking about sports. Of course, they wouldn't, because I'm DJ Randy Sanders, head of the Morning Zoo, and as such, you are beneath me. But I think you got the makings of a traffic guy. Mr. Masturbating Panda is your name?
Yeah, that's my stage name, man.
All right. That's very good, actually. Kids love pandas. And where you're going to make the majority of your money is at those grocery store openings. Grocery stores opening up left and right. Somehow these grocery stores never get the idea that if there's so many opening, there's got to be a commensurate number closing. Look at me and my college education. And thus, they're not a profitable venture. They always bring us out.
Excuse me, I know my lights aren't on, but what the hell did you just say?
Balloons for the kids.
All right,
remember
I'll write that down.
Absolutely.
I'm fat!
All right.
Fatty, fatty, fatty!
Go sit in the back of the classroom.
Can I go to local bars and hand out crappy t-shirts?
Yes, you can. That would be very important. And Masturbating Panda would be perfect for that. We've got the Masturbating Panda out at Cam tonight. We're going to go live local from the Masturbating Panda. Hang on. Yes.
Hey, is this Comedy 273 Radio Comedy?
Yeah, hi, I'm DJ Randy Sanders, head of the Morning Zoo.
I'm the Masturbating Panda.
All right, hi, my name's Eric Ramson. I'm supposed to be teaching a class here with the other guys in my show.
Ramson? Son of a ram?
Are you wheelchair accessible?
Whoa, that's pretty good, Masturbating Panda.
DJ Sanders.
Who is this guy? Who are you?
I'm DJ Randy Sanders, head of the Morning Zoo.
What?
Hey, Eric, what's up, man?
Not much, man. What is going on? Aren't we supposed to be here teaching this class?
I thought 273, right? We were doing this little give back to the community.
Well, it was, you know, we say that, but it was really community service for that whole lemur and the coke on the butt thing. And
wait.
Who's,
you know who this is?
Who is it?
That's DJ Randy Sanders, man. He's a zookeeper.
Oh, that? You're that toolwad.
Yes. Would you like balloons for the kids? We've got balloons for the kids.
Where's Mark? I
want to
see
Mark. Would you like an elbow to the throat? How about it?
Is Mark done parking the car? Because I want to see Mark go at this guy.
I can't wait till he comes in. Mark loves this guy.
Mark is going to tear this guy apart.
Mark's got a naked picture of you on his wallpaper.
Yeah, he does.
Laptop.
It's awesome. Where's Mark?
Are you sure that you're not here for perhaps Literature 153?
No, we're teaching Comedy 273, so I don't know how you got in here, buddy.
I don't know who you are. Are you in the class, maybe?
Were you were here for the class, and you didn't want to admit it to these kids, didn't you? You're here to learn something.
No, DJ Sanders is the best zookeeper, and I'm the masturbating panda.
Right, he's my masturbating panda traffic guy. Tell me how it is on Neal Street.
Well, the cars are going fast, and then they stop at the lights, and then the light goes green, and then some move, another stop. And then
I love you, masturbating panda.
Matt, we need to kill that kid, put him out of the misery that he's currently living under.
I think this kid, that kid hasn't even started.
All right, you need to relax, kid.
I'm sorry.
Tear out all the notes he gave you. They're crap.
They're in my mind. He told me not to write ever.
Excuse me. I am DJ Randy
Where's
Sanders of the Morning Zoo. And I got a couple questions for you. Where do you get off saying that my stuff is just no good? I'm head of the zoo. I am
the
zoo keeper.
DJ Sanders, you can take your sunglasses off. We're inside and it's at night.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wear your headphones indoors when we're just kind of.
Do you people know nothing about it? Radio? It's appearance. It's.
Okay, this man is quantifiably insane.
You can say,
Mr. Sanders. You. He's real fat.
He is. You can.
I didn't know you were
shave,
fat.
You can shave your little mustache too, because nobody's buying it.
And what's up with his name, Randy Sanders? I mean, I know your real name is Randy Kowalczyk.
Seriously, what is that? Is that not?
Oh, I can't be way Randy Kowalczyk, Morning Zookeeper.
Who are you?
We told you we're supposed to be teaching this class.
Masturbating panda, run outside. Start the Morning Zoo mobile. We got to make a break for it quick.
You got it, DJ
Where's
Sanders.
Mark? All right, you're not getting out of this. You are getting out of this, Kowalczyk. When Mark gets up here, there's gonna be hell to pay. Where is Mark?
Come on, DJ Sanders.
Matt, no, you're not getting out the window.
These people are armed with contempt, and that's trouble for the Morning Zoo.
Where is Mark, Matt?
I have no idea.
Is it? Look out the window and see if he's down there. What's he doing?
I see him. He's.
Oh, was that a milkshake?
I think so.
Woo! Sanders! That was your game all along!
You knew he would be late, like Rockstar, stopping for Frosties and milkshakes and the like.
Balloons for the kids, everybody.
What? Where did he get that jetpack?
I don't know.
Oh my god, the drop tile ceiling is gonna blast right through it!
Hit the ground! Chunk of formica in my nose.
I think I've got asbestos in my eye.
Hey guys, what's up?
Mark, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I got an offer to teach getting free crap 144.
Oh, that's nice. You'd be good at that.
I know. I was just practicing. I got a free milkshake out of this guy.
Well, hey, you know what? DJ Randy Sanders came up here. Remember Randy Sanders? Randy Kowalczyk.
Oh, yeah.
72.
Uh-huh.
Your wallpaper?
Don't start with me.
It's dripping with irony, Matt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He was layers all fronting.
Layers upon layers
of... He was fronting.
Thinking that he taught the class.
And then he blasted out of here in some bizarre James Bondian jetpack
Pretty cool
scene.
Jetpack, which I'm wondering why we don't get some of those.
Yeah, make a note.
But dudes, we still got 10 minutes to class.
Do we have any students left?
Hi! Yeah, hi, I was under the desk pooping myself, but my name is Christopher, and I'm on a local radio station. I run a morning show. I was wondering if I could be funny. Look at me, I'm fat!
You're a lumpy one, aren't you?
Lumpy is what they used to call me in grade school.
Let's go play some Wallflowers or something. I think Bush has a new single.
They do? Do they? You can download it! Yeah. I bet you can download it!
I'm sure you can,
I'm
man.
Fat!
I'm sure you can.
Go to the bathroom, put your head in the toilet and flush it, and that's... There's a CD player in there.
Oh, awesome! Cool, maybe they got the new Google Docs.
Yeah.
Let's just get a little check what it is. All right, that was really...
That was great.
Is that who I thought it was?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know your thought processes. They're strange and foreign to me.
I can only hope.
All right, guys.
About 5 minutes before a student starts showing up. This place is a mess. Maybe we should start turning the desks back over.
Damn. You know...
I really hate community service, man.
Seeing people like them, it just makes me reflect upon our lives in radio. We may not have ad budgets, but we sure as hell got the funk.
Hard is boring.